Welcome to today's Brennstadt Village. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. New superintendent of PCM Schools, Brad Germelin, joins us on today's program to talk about why he came to Prairie City Monroe and some of his goals this academic year.
Why the move to Prairie City Monroe? You just came back from Ogden. You live in the Indianola area is what you were telling me before the interview. So why PCM Schools?
Well, when I was applying for the position, I was well aware of the successes that PCM has had academically, activity-wise, as far as athletics and fine arts. And it's a school district that is poised to grow due to its location to the metro area. And then also considering their financial condition is that they're stable financially as a school district. So those were all things that I took into consideration when deciding to apply. And my wife and I were from the area or near the area. We live in Indianola currently, looking to relocate to the Prairie City Monroe area so we can be a part of the school district and part of the communities that the PCM school district serves.
And what are some of your previous experience with education? How did you kind of wind up here to PCM, if you will?
Well, as you mentioned, my most recent position was the superintendent of the Ogden School District, but I also served in two other roles in Ogden as well. First year, I was superintendent solely. My second year there, I was superintendent elementary principal. And third year, I was superintendent high school principal. So I got to see the school district from different points of view and different lenses. And before going to Ogden, I was the associate superintendent in the Indianola School District for 7 years. And prior to that, I was an elementary principal in Indianola for 6 years. And I've worked at the AEA for 4 years as a special education administrator. And then before the AEA, I was a building principal in Carlisle. And I also taught and I was a building principal in Manson, Northwest Webster as well. And I started my teaching career and my education career in Mason City as a special education teacher. And then I was also a fifth grade classroom teacher.
Now, as terms of how long you've been here, you officially started on July 1st, is that right? So you've been here for just over a month now. In terms of how things have gone so far, what are some of the things you've been working on, and how have things been going for you?
It's been a great start working since I've started on July 1st. What I've been trying to do is sitting down and meeting with each board member, getting to know who they are and what they're about, and then asking them to provide me names of community leaders, and then going out and visiting with different community leaders and different community members in Reasoner, Prairie City, and Monroe, and just trying to integrate myself into the community so I have a better understanding of the communities of Prairie City, Monroe, and Reasoner. We're also working on getting started with writing for the Teacher Leadership and Compensation Grant. Additionally, we're working on preparing for our physical plant and equipment levy renewal. We've had the levy, the expanded levy, for the last 10 years, and we're having that on the ballot for during the school board election and during the school elections for the voters to consider renewing the physical plant and equipment levy for the next 10 years. It's going to keep the levy rate the same. It's 67 cents currently, and we're requesting the levy to be renewed at the 67 cent level as well.
And then in terms of your goals moving forward, what are some of the things that, in terms of your vision for what you want to see done out of your position and with the district, and some of the things that you'll be working on long term as you settle in here?
Well, you know, first and foremost, as coming in as a new superintendent, you want to learn the culture, get to know the people, so you can develop a team approach as you move a school district forward, looking at school improvement. I believe one of the main things to work on this year would be the Teacher Leadership and Compensation Grant, because there's a lot of planning. Then you need to write the grant. Then after writing the grant, then you need to establish the job descriptions, hire the individuals for the positions that have been identified in the grant, and then putting the Teacher Leadership and Compensation Grant into place, if we have a successful grant, putting it into place for the 16-17 school year. So that'll be a primary focus. The other is getting the physical plant and equipment levy renewed. And then the third is, I know that there's been a facility study that the district has done looking at how to accommodate growth, how to improve our facilities, and the potential or possibility of going to the voters for a general bond referendum. I know those things have been talked about in the past, and that's something that, you know, I need to learn about and then pick up from what's been done and then move it forward, and hopefully we'll have a successful approach to a general obligation bond. And then as far as looking at student programming, looking at what's been done professional development-wise, working with teachers and developing a professional development plan for the 16-17 school year, and then looking at our academic programs and our curricular materials to make sure that what we're offering is what kids need to be successful.
That concludes today's Rentschgat Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living.